This is AgriPulse Daybreak West for Tuesday, March 24th. Good morning. I'm Jeff Nelly. Here's today's headlines. New bill to reduce PAGA costs. A human right to healthy California food. Former DPR director's second act. California sues over USDA programs and phosphate duties in the crosshairs. Assembly Minority Leader Heath Flora of Ripon is pressing for another round of changes to California's Private Attorneys General Act. He has introduced a bill proposing additional reductions to civil penalties and worker-led enforcement actions. AB 1870 builds on major PAGA reforms enacted in 2024, which were negotiated to head off a business-backed ballot initiative. Those changes reduce penalties for employers that proactively comply with labor laws or promptly fix violations. It also expanded opportunities to cure alleged violations and directed a larger share of recovered penalties to workers. PAGA, adopted in 2004, allows employees to sue employers on behalf of the state for labor code violations, with most penalties going to the state and the remainder to workers. The reasoning behind AB 1870 is that further adjustments are needed to rein in litigation across unpredictable penalties. Assemblymember James Gallagher of Winters, who was the minority leader until last September, has added new language to a bill that proposes to steer school meals toward fresher, locally sourced ingredients while supporting California agriculture. AB 2535 would update the state's healthy food access policy to declare that every person has the right to sufficient, affordable, and healthy food sourced from local agriculture. The measure directs CDFA and the Department of Education and the Department of Public Health to prioritize California-grown products when shaping policies, regulations, and certain grant programs also tied to food distribution. California produces the healthiest, safest, and most sustainable food in the world right here in our own fields, said Gallagher in a statement on the bill. Our kids deserve school meals built around these real, locally grown whole foods, not ultra-processed products loaded with sugars, unhealthy fats, and additives. In the meantime, Gallagher is also carrying a resolution to designate a portion of State Highway as Congressman Doug LaMalfa Memorial Highway in honor of the Northern California lawmaker who passed away in January. Former Department of Pesticide Regulation Director Brian Leahy returned to the California Capitol this month, but not for pesticide policy. He weighed in on food security legislation, testifying as a volunteer member of AARP's Capital Resources team in support of AB 1618. The bill would require the California Department of Social Services to conduct an annual statewide review measure, Food Insecurity. The survey would be modeled on the former Federal Household Food Security Survey and paused in years when a comparable federal survey is conducted. Lawmakers filed AB 1618 in response to the loss of key federal data on hunger, which has made it harder for policymakers and food banks to assess needed and targeted resources. California Attorney General Rob Bonta is co-leading a coalition more than 20 states in a lawsuit challenging the Trump administration's attempt to impose what he called discriminatory conditions on billions of dollars in USDA grant funding. The coalition argues USDA is unlawfully tying federal funding to policy requirements unrelated to the grants through provisions tied to immigration, gender identity, and diversity programs. The lawsuit contends the conditions violate the Constitution and Administrative Procedure Act by exceeding the agency's authority and coercing states with vague requirements. Bonta said the administration is attempting to, quote, weaponize essential funding as a political bargaining chip, while warning the changes could disrupt aid for families, farmers, and local governments. The coalition asking a federal court to block USDA from enforcing the conditions and to preserve access to congressionally approved funds. The Trump administration is weighing temporarily suspending countervailing duties applied to Moroccan and Russian phosphate imports. That's according to five people familiar with the discussions. Senior administration officials have signaled that the administration could soon announce additional measures that to ease high fertilizer prices following strikes on Iran. Agriculture Secretary Brooke Rollins said in a social media post Sunday that the administration is keeping every option on the table. Multiple sources tell AgriPulse that includes pausing countervailing duties. Several people familiar with the discussion said the U.S. fertilizer companies have had meetings with administration officials on the matter in recent weeks. One source said that the companies argued in those meetings that pausing the duties would not significantly affect fertilizer prices. President Joe Biden paused similar countervailing duties on solar panels from four Southeastern Asian countries in 2022, that to ensure an adequate domestic supply. The Court of International Trade later ruled that decision was illegal, calling the order an abuse of discretion. Now, the duties are up for a five-year review, and that offers another potential avenue for lifting those duties. If U.S. fertilizer companies determine the tariffs are no longer needed to prevent harm, then those duties can be sunset. Nutrien has already said the duties can come off. Ag groups are urging Simplot and Mosaic to follow suit. The move would please many ag producers. The coalition of more than 60 ag groups wrote to Commerce Secretary Howard Lutnick on Friday, calling for the sunsetting of the duties. Should the U.S. think about a strategic stockpile of fertilizer? John Newton, American Farm Bureau Federation Vice President of Public Policy and Economic Analysis, thinks the idea could have merit. Speaking at the 2026 AgriPulse Food and Ag Summit, Newton said other countries like China have established such programs, and it may be an idea worth exploring to help with fertilizer access challenges. On the sidelines of yesterday's summit, Senate Ag Committee Chair John Bozeman said the idea was worth exploring. He said, I think just on the surface that things like that are a good idea. We have to start thinking outside of the box so that we don't have these shocks like we're going through right now. The administration has already launched an effort to establish a U.S. strategic critical minerals reserve called Project Vault. The program uses $10 billion loan from the Export-Import Bank of the United States and around $2 billion in private sector investment. Here's today's final word. I think this is the most important thing we have to talk about in agriculture right now, folks. We had a hell of a 25-year run with China, but it's kind of run its course. That the word of Greg Dowd, President and CEO of the National Milk Producers Federation, Chief Ag Negotiator during the first Trump administration. He was speaking during the AgriPulse Summit yesterday. Well, that's Daybreak West for this Tuesday, March 24th. For the latest news out of Washington, D.C., visit AgriPulse.com. For AgriPulse Daybreak, I'm Chuck Daly.